Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, in the spring of 2009, five guys who were all roommates at Texas A&M University released a video online that would change their entire lives. Their names are Tyler Toney, Corey Cotton, Kobe Cotton, Garrett Hobert, and Cody Jones. And the video that they made showed them doing some trick basketball shots at Tyler's ranch. Doesn't seem like that big a deal, but within a week, the video got over 200,000 views. Well, a second video, released shortly after that, got over 18 million views. Well, eventually the word spread about these guys and their amazing trick shots. They soon became known as Dude Perfect. And their YouTube channel currently boasts over 57 million subscribers, making it the second most subscribed sports channel on YouTube and the 21st most subscribed channel overall. If you watch any of their videos, you will see why these guys are so popular. They have done tricks with everything from ping pong balls and Dixie cups to basketballs and giant slingshots. And now they even have endorsement deals, and they bring in millions of dollars. So that means these guys get paid to do amazing trick shots. And their videos make it seem like they're perfect at it, as their name says. But notice that I said makes it seem like they're perfect at it. In an interview that the guys gave with ABC News in 2015, they admitted that they don't make every trick on the first try. Right? There is no way that they could. In fact, one of their tricks took them over 2 days of constant attempts just to get the one that worked. Well, of course, their videos only show the attempts that worked. Sometimes there are outtakes at the end that show some of them that failed, but nobody wants to subscribe to a channel full of failures. Right? The viewers want to see the shots that worked, because we already know that we're failures. We want to see something amazing that we could never do. And so when you watch their videos, it seems like they do them every single time. And because of that, it looks like these guys defy the laws of physics and chance that affect the lives of mere mortals like us. Now, I couldn't help but think of these guys in Dude Perfect when I read today's gospel reading. I know it might sound strange, but hear me out. This scene of Jesus being tempted by the devil in the wilderness is a familiar one. The devil presents Jesus with three temptations, and Jesus says no every time. And to me, reading this scene is like watching one of the Dude Perfect videos. Here's this guy who does something incredible, something that many of us could never do, and he hits the mark every single time. It's incredible to watch, but I couldn't do it. Unlike the Dude Perfect guys, there are no outtakes or bloopers here. Jesus doesn't need multiple attempts to get it right. He does it right on the first try, like the Dude Perfect guys want to show. But getting everything right on the first try is not my life. And I don't imagine it's yours either. Sometimes we do the right thing. Sometimes we make smart choices. Sometimes we say no to temptation, and that's the side we want to show to people. But many times it takes us more than a few attempts to get it right. Like the Dude Perfect guys, we want to show all the times that we nailed it, not all the times we messed up. And yet, if somebody were filming our lives, there would be plenty of behind-the-scenes footage that would show that we are not as good as we want others to think we are. But for Jesus, there's nothing like that. The Dude Perfect guys might claim to be perfect, but only Jesus was perfect. So hearing about him overcoming temptation really doesn't inspire us. It's not all that exciting, because we know there's no chance of him missing the mark. Right? So I'll admit, this is not really my most favorite Bible story, because I can't really relate to it. But is that the point of this scene? Right? Jesus is perfect and we're not? We need constant do-overs and retakes, but Jesus doesn't? Well, in one sense, yes. And in another sense, no. Let me start with the latter. The scene is about Jesus, but it's also about us. To see how, we need to pay attention to the setting of this story. These temptations take place in the wilderness. And the wilderness, of course, is where the people of Israel wandered around for 40 years after they left Egypt. During that time, they questioned God's faithfulness. They became impatient. They longed for slavery back in Egypt, only because it was the life that they knew. So the wilderness is a time of transition. Right? The people were struggling to find their identity. They were no longer slaves, but they weren't yet in the promised land. So they really didn't know what life was supposed to look like for them now. Maybe you know that experience too. Right? Maybe you know what it's like when everything you knew and trusted has been taken away from. Life as you knew it is gone. But you haven't found a new normal yet. Maybe you felt that because of pandemic life. Maybe you felt it after a loved one died. Maybe you felt it because of some other big change that you've gone through. Whatever it was a difficult time. And you wondered if God could really be trusted. And that is the real issue at stake under all these temptations that Jesus faced. Can God be trusted? First, can God be trusted to take care of you? Or do you need to look out for yourself and turn stones into bread? Can God be trusted to be in charge? Or do you need to be in charge, like gaining authority over the whole world? And can God be trusted to be with you when you need him most? Or do you need God to prove it by catching you when you jump off the temple? When you're in the wilderness, it is very easy to think God can't be trusted, because you feel so utterly and completely alone. And yet, for the Israelites in the wilderness, God took care of them by providing manna from heaven. God was still in charge by giving them the law. And God showed that God was with them by traveling with them wherever they went. And even though the Israelites didn't always trust God, God still loved them. And in Jesus, we see this even more clearly. And here is where it goes back to the fact that Jesus is perfect and we are not. God knows that we are human and sinful. God knows that, like the Israelites, we don't get things right all the time. God knows that we doubt and question and aren't always faithful. But God also knows how much God still loves us. As the old saying goes, Jesus shared in our humanity so that we might share in his divinity. Or in other words, you don't have to be perfect because Jesus is. You don't have to have it all together in life because God can still use broken people like you. You don't have to wonder if you've ever let God down because you were never holding God up in the first place. God's been holding you. In the wilderness, the devil wanted Jesus to admit that God can't be trusted. But Jesus refused to go there. That's because even in the wilderness, Jesus knew that God still cared, that God was in charge, that God was still with him. So even when we aren't faithful, Jesus still is. And that means in your times of wilderness, when you feel afraid and uncertain, when you don't know what the future holds, remember that God can still be trusted. We can see that in Jesus. In the Dude Perfect videos, the guys try over and over again to get their trick shots right. And then they show the one that made it. But it takes only one perfect shot to make them excited. It takes only one to make them scream and yell and celebrate. It takes only one to make them feel like they've won. And in our case, it takes only one to. And that one is Jesus. We will mess up. We will falter in our faith. We will miss the mark. And so Jesus comes to us in our broken human condition and says, "Here, let me." Then he sinks the shot on the first try. He crushes the devil. He silences all of the voices that say, "That's impossible." And in overcoming temptation, Jesus basically says, "Devil, you let them go. You are not as strong as you think you are. You might tell them how they fail, but I still succeed. I am still stronger than you, and I will do what they never can. So stop it. These people are mine. And you are the one who can't be trusted. I am here, I am with them, and I love them, no matter what. So leave my people alone." And with that, we scream and yell and celebrate the victory. And so, yeah, in one sense, it's not all that exciting that Jesus overcomes these temptations. Because, well, he's Jesus, and we know he will never fail. but in another sense, it is absolutely wonderful that he overcomes these temptations. Because, well, he's Jesus. And we know that he will never fail. When we are weak, he is strong. When we are worried, he is our peace. When we question God, he is God with us. He is the one in charge, even in your times of wilderness. Or in other words, he is Jesus perfect. And that's good news for you every single time. In the name of the one who conquers sin, death, and evil, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.